our whole history follows in looking at the footsteps of the ancestors. So all those names actually reflect the footsteps of the ancestors that go back right to over 1,000 years ago, because I looked to the west of our Moriah, there you got Ngā Tiri Tiri o Te Moana. That's the Southern Alps. That reflects the name that was given when our ancestors arrived in New Zealand, and when they looked at the Southern Alps, it reminded them of the white caps in the ocean because of the whiteness and the snow on the Southern Alps. So it reminded them of the sea. So we recite all those things to remind us of our place in terms of the original Waitaha people who came here, which we are part and parcel of. So you've got 1,000 years of history in our place names when I speak on the marae. All those things are quoted. Ngā Tiri Tiri o Te Moana ki Te Hauru, the white caps of the ocean to the west. I runga ngā Pākehi whakateketeke o Waitaha upon the rolling downs of Waitaha, which is a reflection of the smaller waves in the sea. Yeah? Then you go out to Te Taia Mahanui, to the canoe of Maui, who came here thousands of years ago. So you've got all those reflections in the landscape that surround us. And our marae sits kairarui te maru o ngā tiri tiri o te moana. All those things are part and parcel of our history, of our oratory, reminds us who we are and where we fit in the environmental things. Beneath Maunga Tere, Mount Graham. Then I look out here to the south. We got Ngā Kohatu Whakarakaraka o Tamate Pōkai Whenua. That is the smouldering boulders of Tamate Pōkai Whenua. That was observed by Tamate Pōkai Whenua when his canoe Takitimu came into the South Island. That was what created Lilton Harbour. And so he saw the aftermath of that volcanic eruption, and that's how it got its name. So we remember all around us the footsteps of the ancestors.